Today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph, the two dots, Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. Today's daf is being learned L'Iloi Nishmas, Chaim Elazar, Ben Yibadol Chaim, Reb Shim Shenaryeh. So yesterday, we began a new perek, the fourth perek of Masechtas Gittin, Perek HaSholeach. And as we mentioned yesterday, Perek HaSholeach begins on topic, but is going to very, very soon make an epic digression, and then a digression from its digression, and we're going to be literally learning Shas Katan in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. But in the meantime, we're still learning Gittin, specifically the halacha of Bittul HaGet. So the Mishnah said that if somebody made a shliach lo'ilacha legarish es ishtai, and then afterwards he had remorse, he decided that he wants to be mevatel b'shlichos. Says the Mishnah, it's something he can do. Now, if the shliach already gave the get to this man's wife, then he's a day late and a dollar short. But to the extent that the shliach did not execute his shlichus, the halacha is that if the mishaleach wants to be mevatel the shlichus, this is something he could do. And the Mishnah was rather wordy. The Mishnah gave four different examples of exactly how bittul shlichus can happen. If the husband tells the shliach, don't give the get, that's a bittul hashlichus. If the husband sends a shliach to tell the shliach, don't give the get, that's also a bittul hashlichus. If the husband tells the woman, I want you to know, I sent the shliach lo'ilacha, but this get is not nogeya, I was mevatel the shlichus, that's also a bittul shlichus. If the husband sends a shliach to the woman, to his wife, to say that, that would also be good. Now, hatzad hashava between the four cases that the Mishnah gave was that if the husband wants to be mevatel the shlichus, he needs to do so either in the presence of the shliach or in the presence of the isha. And that is, in fact, the case. So, a man could be mevatel his shlichus. However, it needs to be done either b'fnei ha-shliach or b'fnei ha-isha. And the Mishnah concluded and said that this was not always the case. In fact, Barishoyna, in the olden days, a man was able to be mevatel the shlichos shloi b'fnei ha-shliach and shloi b'fnei ha-isha as long as it was b'fnei bezdin. However, Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken made a takana shloi yehu oisin kein, that you should not do this. And the reason he made this takana was mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Now, at the end of yesterday's daf, we saw a machloikis amayroim, what this minig was in the olden days. The Mishnah says, you had to be mevatel bifnei bezdin. What is the definition of bezdin? Rav Shesha said, bifnei bezdin sounds like the minimum shear of a bezdin, which always is 3 dayanim. So as long as it was bifnei gimel dayanim, that in and of itself would be okay. Rav Nachman was chaylik. Rav Nachman said, no. You find in Chazal a concept of a bezdin that's made up of even less than 3 members, only 2 members. Where do you find that? It's a Mishnah Masechta Shviyos. It's in the sugya of Prusbel. But the bottom line is, said Rav Nachman, tafasta mut tafasta. Even though the Mishnah says you needed a bezdin, it was the minimum shir bezdin. And what is that minimum shir bezdin? It's bifnei bez. So it used to be that if the husband wanted to be mevatel the shlichos, he could do so shaloi bifnei ashliach, shaloi bifnei yisha, or be a bifnei bezdin. What was the shear of a bezdin? Machloikis Rav Shesha said Rav Nachman. Rav Shesha said bifnei gimel. Rav Nachman said bifnei beis. However, Rabbi Gamliel Azokin made a takana, and his takana was that you should no longer be able to do that. Why not? Mipnei tikkun olam. So today's daf is going to pick up with the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. Specifically, what did he mean when he said mipnei tikkun olam, which sounds like a very, very big macro idea. You're literally being misakin the whole bria by making this takana. So it sounds like the stakes were really, really high. And the Gemara's question is, my mipnei tikkun olam, what exactly was this tikkun olam? I hear you want to make a takana, but it's not often in Shas that you find such a nusach. So the question is, what was this grace zach? Rabbi Yochanan said, mipnei takonas mamzer. That Rabbi Gamliel Azokin was worried about was takonas mamzer. And it's very posh, because Rabbi Gamliel Azokin was concerned that a man is going to send a shliach lo'ilacha to divorce his wife. Shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach, shaloi b'fnei ha-yisha, he's going to be mevatel the shlichos. Now, the shliach doesn't know about it, and the isha doesn't know about it. The shliach is going to do his shlichos. Chazok ha-shliach, chayis ha-shlichus. She's going to receive the get. She's going to go get married, have a family, thinking that she's divorced, thinking that she's not an eishes ish. The reality, however, is that she is an eishes ish, because the husband, the mishalech, was mevatel the shlichos. And if he was mevatel the shlichos, the shlich lo ilocha did not have the authority anymore to go and follow through with the shlichos. So you know what can happen if the shliach or the icha don't know about this bitul ha-shlichus, mamzer can come to the world. That's tikkun ha-olam, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel Azalkin made the takon. Now, has Rabbi Gamliel Azalkin's takon fixed the problem? It's obvious, but it's kedai to speak it out. Because if either the shliach knows or the isha knows, so one of the two important parts of this equation, the venosa knows or the biyada knows, like this, you have nothing to worry about. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish said that it's not the pnei tikkun takonas mamzerim, but rather it's pnei takonas agumis. Rabbi Gamliel Lila Zaka was worried about something else. He was worried that a man is going to send a shliach loilach again to divorce his wife. She's going to obtain this get. And then she's going to find out that the husband really was mevatel the get. And really the husband's going to be able to use his koyach to be mevatel the shlichos, to be mitzar his wife. And she's going to end up not divorced, and she's going to end up being an aguna. There's going to be a lot of chepirai that's going to come about as a result of this. Therefore, Chazal made a takana, and here you need a little bit of help from Rashi, that the only way the husband should be able to be mevatel the shlichos is by going to the isha, being that that's a tircha for the husband to do. We're not concerned he's going to do it, and that's going to prevent all the aguna potential issues that would come about through the husband's kayach that he really has to be mevatel shlichos. So it's not so much that we're worried that mamzerim are going to come about through it, but what we're worried is that the husband will use this as a weapon. Now, if the only way it could be mevatel the shlichos is b'fnei isha or b'fnei shliach, it involves tircha, so we're less concerned that he's going to do it. If all he needs is two yidin in beis medrash or three yidin in beis medrash, that's very easy for him to convene. Therefore, we're concerned that he's going to do it regardless. Rav Gamliel Azalkin made a takana according to Rabbi Yochanan, who was b'fnei takanas mamzer. According to Rish Lakish, it was b'fnei takanas agunas. Zoktig mar gishmak. Rabbi Yochanan b'fnei takanas mamzer. Rabbi Yochanan said b'fnei takanas mamzerim. Sava like Rav Nachman. It's because he held like Rav Nachman. The Amar b'fnei shnayim. That the original halacha of bito, meaning the barishayna that required bifnei bezdin, how many dayanim did it require? Two. Rav Nachman's chiddush that there's a musig of a bezdin that's made up of two members. Ubei trei las lukala, and two people that hear something lav dafka there is a kol. So we know if somebody says something in front of three people, then already it has a kol. It impacts hilchos lashon hara. It impacts many sugis and shas, chaskes abatim, chavra, chavra isle, v'chavra, chavra, chavra isle. But that's when something said in the presence of three people. But in the presence of two people, las lo gala. So being that it's las lo gala, v'hi lo yishama v'lo yada, she's not going to hear about it, she's not going to know about it, v'azlo minza, but she may go ahead and get married. That's where Rabbi Yechon was worried about takanas mamzerim. The original takana bitul aget led to potential manzer. Because what you needed two people. Two people, there's no coil. She doesn't know about it. Shlich doesn't know about it. As a result, there's going to be problems. The ikum manzer, Rishlokir Shom, Rishlokir Semet Ne Takonas Agunas. The reason Rishlokir Semet Ne Takonas Agunas, Savalak Rav Sheshes to Amma Bifnei Gimel. It's because he had like Rav Sheshes. That even in the original Takon, he needed to do it in front of three people. Ubei plus is Lukala. And when you say something in front of three people, Chavra Chavris, Chavra Chavra Chavris, then already it has a coil. If that's the case, Vishama Vyadavalay Mitzvah. So you don't have to be worried about mamzerim. And that's why Rish Lakish said, takonas mamzerim. What's takonas mamzerim? The original takona already prevents that from happening. And the reason is because you have to do it in front of three people. Three people, there's going to be a girl. So she's not going to get married. And by the way, that's precisely the problem. Takonas aguna hudeyeka. But what we are worried about is takonas aguna, because he's going to send a get, she's going to think she's getting divorced, and then she's going to find out that really she's not let her get divorced. So he was worried about the whole cheperai, the takana sagunois, and that's why the takana was made. So Rabbi Yochanan said, b'pnei takanas mamzer, Rish Lakish said, b'pnei takanas agunois, and the Gemara says that really this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is rooted in the machloikis Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, what the original takana was. If the original takana was b'fnei beis, you can hear why that would lend itself to takanas mamzer. If the original takana was b'fnei Gimel, you don't have to worry about takanas mamzer. What you do have to worry about is takanas agunas. And that really, the Gemara's beer answers, I think, the obvious question, and that is, if you'd ask the man on the street, why would Rabbi Gamliel Azalkin have made this takana? Takanas mamzerim, takanas agunas. He would say, for sure, takanas mamzerim. Sounds like the bigger, more prevalent issue. The reason Rish Lakish doesn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan, Takanas Mamzerim, is because he holds like Rav Sheshes that even Barishoyne had to be done in front of three people. As a result, there was no Takanas Mamzerim issue. The only issue was Takanas Argunois, and that's why Reish Lakish said a different reason. Either way, the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to discuss two machloikesin between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that are negeya the halacha of bittul aget, the first sugya here in Perek HaShelech. And a daf like this brings to light something that we've mentioned many times over the years. There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that even though a father and a son are not supposed to argue, kibur aveim, but at the same time, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simin Reish Men as to redden and learning, and to have Milchemte Shal Torah as Voiv Basufa, this is something that's mutter. And the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra, his Mitzayin, Kemoshen Otzino, like you find throughout Shas, Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel are always arguing. And Reb Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's father. So that's a classic example of a father and son that argue. Some of the most famous machloikis in Shas are Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, even though you could have argued Rebbe should have had deference to his father, and if the Tata holds Azai, I'm also going to hold Azai. Which is true in all areas of life, with the exception of Torah. Obviously, it has to be B'derech Eretz, Ayin Shulchan Aruch. But the point is that Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel are arguing throughout Shas. They are going to be the key Tanoi mentioned in the Meshech of today's daf. Two very, very important machloikis in the sugya of Bittul Aget. Snak to Gemara, Tanu Rabban. First machloikis first, obviously. Bitloi Mevotel Divrei Rebbe. What would happen if a husband was shaleach get le'ishtai, and then he was mevatel to get, but he did it shalei b'fnei ha'shaleach and shalei b'fnei ha'yisha, meaning he did it the way they used to do it in the good old days, the way it was done barishayin. So Rabbi Gamliel Azakim made a takana that it's not okay. But let's say he would violate the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Azakim. Would it be mevatel or would it not be mevatel? So Rebbe said bitloi mevatel. Yes, it would be considered batel. Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Shimon Gamliel said in a yachol no. The husband does not have an ability to be mevatlet. He also can't even knitch it. You can't add any tanoim to the get. You can't touch the get. Or and Reb Shimon Gamliel gave a reason. He said, she'im kain, because if not, makoyach bezdin yafa. Bezdin has to be able to have a koyach. And if Rabbi Gamliel Azokah made a takana, the koyach of bezdin would say that the halacha is that even if he tried to do it, he would not be able to do it. So a machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if the husband is mevatel, shloi b'fnei ha'shliach, shloi b'fnei isha, is a batel, is a not batel. According to Rebbe, bitloi mevotel, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not. And the reason is, my koich bezen yafel. We're going to see at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to shteltsu this machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to other sugis ashas. Because really, at the root of shvitas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is makoyach bezdin yafel, which is a general principle, it's a general concept, which could very easily be applied to other areas of Allah as well. We'll see the end of the daf. But the point is, for now, we have a machloikis Rebbe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So, Freik de Gemara, a groisa groisa kasha, which is going to be the topic of the next few lines. It's also going to be the topic of the raid. Umi ikamidi, de midai raisa batal gita, umishum makoyach bezdin yafa, sharidon eshes ish la'alma. How could it be, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that because of makoyach bezdin yafa, the halach is that if the husband's mevatal the get, he's mevatal the shlichos, the halach is it's not going to be okay. Midai raisa, a husband has the ability to be mevatal. To be mevatel shlichos, even shaloi b'fnei ashliach, shaloi b'fnei abal. It's all a takana of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. How does Rabbi Gamliel Azokin's takana have the ability to alter the dairaisa? You want to make a takana b'seder, but to impact the dairaisa? Let's speak it out. Midairaisa, if a husband sends a shliach and then he's mevatel it, the shlichos is batel. If the shlichos is batel, that means he has no ability to divorce this woman, which means that if he gives her the get, she's an eshes ish. Because of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin Sakara, no, this is not a bitul shlichus. Now all of a sudden he is a shliach and he can be mekayim the venas and the other. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Nadal Makulov, Midday Reis, that she's an Ashes Ish. How do we have, because of a svara that's going to be applied to ksuba sugyas, we'll see later, to Mamash Chaych Mishpa cases, of Makayach Bezi Yafa, how could that permeate a halacha where you're being matir Ashes Ish Lam? As I frank the Gemara. And the Gemara answers in, no, it's not a kasha. Yes, because of Makayach Bezi Yafa, Sharina Ashes Ish Lam. And the reason is because called the Makadish Ataita. Because really, every time a man stands under the chuppah and he is mekadesh anisha, he says, "Hare, mekudesh asli b'tabazu." He adds a few words, "Kedas Moshe b'Yisrael." And when he says "Kedas Moshe b'Yisrael," what he's doing is he's making a stipulation. Keilu, it's like a tenai. He's saying, "I'm being mekadesh this isha, al menas that the rabbis are okay with these issues. But the extent that they're not okay with these issues, I don't want these issues to be in effect. And that gives the Rabbanon an incredible and unprecedented license to at some point in the future decide, they know something, that marriage that took place 20 years ago, I don't know if we're happy with it anymore. And being that the husband backed into the original Amira, the original Kedushin, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, gives them now the koyach to say that Lima Freya, the Kedushin, was never really a Kedushin. Vafkinu Rabbanu LeKedushin Mine. And that's exactly what happened in Rabbi Gamliel's Takana. Said Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that in the event a husband would be Mevatel the Shlichos, and he would do it Shalei Bifnei HaShlich, Shalei Bifnei HaIsha, even though Midei Raisa, the Bittel's a Bittel. However, at the same time, this woman is going to be free. She won't be an Eishes Ish. What do you mean? There's no get. I know there's no get. But at the same time, there's no Kiddushin either. Because called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbana Mekadesh, Vafkinu Rabbana the Kiddushin Mineh. So this is important, just to understand Pashat Havan and the Gemara. What's happening then is, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Bitloi Enoi Mevuto, it's not that the get is a get. The get's not a get. He was Mevato the get. But at the same time, she's not an Eishes Ish, not Midin Grusha, Midin Pnuya. Because Igloi Nosel I'm afraid that she was never married, because called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbana Mekadesh, Vafkinu Rabbana the Kiddushin Mineh. So the Gemara is going to say what it always says whenever the Gemara invokes this principle of called the Mekadesh. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. So Ravina told Ravashi, I hear this concept, I hear the musik of called the Mekadesh. Batei Rech Kadesh Bekaspa, Kadesh Bebiya, Mayikilameim, Bishloim of someone's Mekadesh Inisha Bekesef. I could hear why you would say called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbana Mekadesh. But if somebody's Mekadesh Bebiya, Mayikilameim, meaning, we know Isha Niknis Bekesef Shtar Rabia. And the Gemara's Kasha is that if someone's Mekadesh Bekesef, I hear. But if somebody's Mekadesh Bebiya, then already I don't understand. Now Rashi here, and Rashi in Ksuba Staf Gimel, brings two different pshatim, poshe pshat, in what the Gemara's Kasha is. Meaning, the Gemara hears this inyan of called the Mekadesh Adaita Duran Mekadesh. But the Gemara thinks in the Kasha that it should only work for Kedushay Kesef, it shouldn't work for Kedushay Bia. Says Rashi that I was Makabo from my Rabbeim, the Rabbeim said that the chilik between Kedushay Kesef and Kedushay Bia is that Kedushay Kesef only works with the Rabbanon, as opposed to Kedushay Bia works with the Reis. Why would you say that? Because Kedushay Kesef is learned out from Gzeira Shava, most famous Gzeira Shava in Shas, Kicha Kicha Mistei Efren. Gzeira Shava is a different soy from it's a Derabana. As opposed to Kedushay Bios, Kiyikach Ish Isha Ubala, that's a pasuk in the Torah, and therefore that's Midei Raisa. So call the Mekadesh Adai Derabana Mekadesh in the Kasha, how the Gemara should work if we're dealing with Kedushay Derabana. But if it's Kedushay Deiraisa, it shouldn't be able to work. And Rashi says that even though my Rabbeim, when Mefarish like this, in Ksubas Daf Gimel, Rashi says, Shamati kol raboisei Mefarishim. Oh, my Rebbe said it. Nehemiah says, the Rambam says this also. But says Rashi, it's a plea to me from nine different reasons. The most notable reason is, Xerish Shav is at the Rabbanon. Xerish Shav is Lechere Dei Raisa. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorin Adresh Shetzvem. It's the second, Kavachem, Xerish Shav. And not just that, we know it's the strongest, because Xerish Shav is literally as if it's Mefurish in the Pasuk. But the bottom line is, how could you tell me that something that's learned out from Xerish Shav is only going to be a Kiddushin Derabbanon, Xerish Shav is a Deiraisis. And what does it even mean? A woman is only married with Derabbanon, but she's not married with Deiraisis. This whole idea is very, very shver. For that reason, Rashi says a different pshat. Rashi says, I think the emes of pshat is that Avada Kedushay Kesef and Kedushay Bia are both Kedushin Deiraisa. However, the Gemara thinks that the only time we would say the Svar of Kol Demekadesh is where we, at the very least, can rationalize Lemafreya what really took place when this Kedushin happened. If someone's Mekadesh Anisha Bekesef, so what was the Maisa Kedushin? The man gave a woman a Shava Pruta. He gave her a ring. Okay, so we'll say Lemafreya wasn't a Maisa Kedusha. What was it? It was a Hatana Ba'alma. And the emes is Bezdin has a right to do that, invoking the principle of Hefke Bezdin Hefke. And that's how we're going to be Mefarish and Metargim what took place in the past. However, if the Kedusha was done Al Yidei Bia, so how are you going to be Metargim that? How are you going to be Mefarish that? For that, you don't have Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And what is going to be the pirish of that uvda? And that's why the Gemara and the Kasha thinks that this should work for Kedusha Kesef, not for Kedusha Bia. Either way, the Gemara answers, it's not shver, because even by Kedusha Bia, you could see Shavu Rabbanu Lebilos Bilos Nos. At the end of the day, the Rabbanu have a right to say that, my friend, this Bila was a Bilos Nos. It's true, it's not Hefker Bezdin Hefker. It's true, it's not as simple maybe as it would be if all this was Mama Baalma. But at the same time, Shavu Rabbanu Lebilos Bilos Nos. And therefore, called Makadish Adaita Rabbanu Makadish works. Sai, if the Kedusha was Kedusha Kesef, and Sai, if the Kedusha was was the Kedushe Bia. Bottom line is, Machloikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is the first of the two Machloikis. In the event that the husband was Mevatel and he violated the Takan of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, he did Shalei Bifnei Ashlich, Shalei Bifnei Abal. Good? No good. Rebbe says, Bitlei Mevatel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Eina Yachal, Loi Levatel, Loi Lehoisef Al Tanoi, which means that even though Midai Raisa, it should be a Bitl. However, midrabbanan, it's not going to be a bittel. What does that mean? If midei raisa should be a bittel, that means midei raisa there's no get. Midei raisa, she's an eishes ish. How could the rabbanan take a woman that's really an eishes ish and say she's not an eishes ish? The teretz is it's not that the rabbanan are saying that the get is a get. That they can't do because he was mevatel the get. What they're saying is that afkinu rabbanan l'kedusha minei. What gives them a right to be afkinu rabbanan l'kedusha minei? Because called the mekadesh ataita the rabbanan mekadesh. Just one interesting thing. I saw the Chassam Sofer in Chedusha Chassam Sofer al Hashas, and this is in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Ches in Perek Cheskes Abatim. He says that if called the mekadesh ataita the rabbanan mekadesh, afkinu rabbanan l'kedusha minei. So why is it the Chachamim hold kedushin's toifas bechayvei lavin? The Rabbanan are not nachas to that Kedushin. So if they're not nachas to the Kedushin, so why is Kedushin Toifas Bechayvi Lavin? You know, it's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Is Kedushin Toifas Bechayvi Lavin or not? Rabbi Kiva says not. But the Chachamim say, yeah, L'chura, Snei called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadosh, Vafkin Rabbanan the Kedushin Minei. The Chassam Sofer says a double pashit. It just brings out the Gemara. He says, if someone's Mekadosh Chayvi Lavin, he wasn't Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadosh. Meaning, the Yisoid of called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadosh is because we are typed up that that's what he did. When a man stands under the chuppah and he says, Ariat Mekudesh is living to Bazuka das Moshe of Yisrael, so he's clearly stipulating in his Kedushin that it's Adait the Rabbanah Mekadesh. But if it's Muchach, Mi Maisov, that he's not being Mekadesh Adait the Rabbanah Mekadesh, then the Rabbanah won't have that Koyach anymore. The Koyach is not a Koyach that was given to them by the Torah. The Koyach was given to them almost by the Mekadesh, because he's saying Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. We're teaching up that his Dasis could do it Adai to the Rabbanan. Well, if it's pretty clear that he's not, he's being Mekadesh Achai Ve'Lavin, which is an Isidai Raisa, so then clearly he didn't do it Adai to the Rabbanan. If he didn't do it Adai to the Rabbanan, so then they don't have that Koyach of called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Either way, the second Machloik is between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tanu Rabbanan, Amal Asara. If somebody went over to 10 people and he told these 10 people, Kisvu Get Le'ishti, I want you to please write a get Le'ishti. Now, what's the halacha before we see the machloikis? If someone tells 10 people, kiss for get l'ishti. Essentially, the way we look at it is that the man told these 10 people, any one of you, please take care of the get. Which means any one of them can write it. Any two of them could be the Eidei Chasima. Any one or two of them are going to be the Eidei, or the ones that are going to deliver the get. But the point is, what he's doing is, he's giving any one of them a right to do what needs to be done. They don't all have to do it, but amongst them, these chevra need to be the ones that are going to go forward with the ksiva saget, with the chasima saget, and with the nesina saget as well. So the question is, if somebody told these 10 people, kiss for get l'ishni, Rabbi says, if now he wants to go ahead and he wants to be mevatel the shlichos, say he wants them now to not be able to write the get or not be able to do the venasa v'yada. So Rabbi said that if he wants to be mevatel one of them or two of them or some of them, he could do it even shaloi b'fneze. Meaning you don't have to be mevatel the shlichos of some of them in the presence of all of them. You could be mevatel, let's say two of these people, instead of 10, I want 8 of them now to be involved. Go over to those two people, even shaloi b'fnei the 8 others, and you could be mevatel. Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Shimon Gamliel said, Eina yachal levatel, elezei b'fnei zeh. No, if you're going to want to be mevatel, you're going to have to be mevatel all of them in the presence of themselves. In other words, the halacha, the takana Rabbi Gamliel Azokin was, that even though midday raisa, bitul aget, bitul shlichas could work, even shaloi b'fnei ashliach, shaloi b'fnei ha'isha, however, b'fnei tikkun ha'olam, it has to be done either b'fnei ha'shliach or b'fnei ha'ish. So this man made 10 shluchim. That's what he did. And now he wants to go and he wants to be mevatel. Two of them. The question is, does he need to be mevatel those two even in the presence of all 10? Or no, as long as he's mevatel those two in the presence of those two, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Meaning, there's a takana, it has to be b'fnei ha-shliach. He's doing it b'fnei ha-shliach. But the question is, if I'm being mevato one shliach, does it have to be in the presence of all the shluchim, or is that not going to be okay? That's the second machlokes, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe said, yochel levato zeh shloi b'fnei zeh, you don't have to do it in the presence of the shliach. If being mevato has to be in front of that shliach. But if you be mevato Ruvein, it doesn't have to be b'fnei Shimon. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, no, in the yochel levato elo zeh b'fnei zeh, they all have to be in the room together. What's the svaras hamachlokes? Says the Gemara, be'edah shabbat l'miktsas about the kula k'miflegi. They were arguing in the shaila of edah shabbat l'miktsas about the kula. Now, what's the shaila of edah shabbat l'miktsas about the kula? So you have a group of edim, let's say five edim that are going to testify about something, and one of them turned out to be a problem. So this machlokes and shas edah shabbat l'miktsas. If a little bit of the edus just got knocked out, but l'kula or loy but l'kula. Says the Gemara, that's what this shaila is. Now, just to be clear, we're not learning Hilchas Eidus now. We're learning Hilchas Shlichus. So to shtel tzu Eidus about the Miktsas about the Kula before we even see the Machloikis, it seems like a little bit of a misnomer here, right? Pashim Shai. Like I didn't even turn the page. What does this have to do with Eidus about the Miktsas about the Kula? Ayin b'pnei Yeshua and in the Achrayim that they're all Mefarish, that Avada, we don't mean that this Shaila is a Shaila of Eidus about the Miktsas about the Kula. This is a Shaila of Shlichus about the Miktsas about the Kula. But the Gemara thinks that there's a parallel between these two in Yonim. And if Eidus about the Miktsas about the Kula, Shlichus about the Miktsas about the Kula, and if but the bottom line is this shayla is a shayla, not of Eidah Shabbat Miksasa, it's a shayla of Shlichus Shabbat Miksasa. But what the halacha is by Shlichus Shabbat Miksasa is totally what the halacha is by Eidah Shabbat Miksasa. Bottom line, Rabbi Sava, Rabbi holds Eidah Shabbat Miksasa, Loi Bat Lakula. That if you have an Eidah Shabbat Miksasa, Loi Bat Lakula, which means if you have a Shlichus Shabbat Miksasa, also Loi Bat Lakula. So let's play it out. So if the man had 10 shluchim and he went over to two and he told the two, I don't want you two to be shluchim anymore. Loi batla kula, the other eight are still shluchim. They were never batla. And if being that they were never batla, azli hanach, if the others are going to go, kasvi, and they're going to write the get, viyavi, and they're going to give the get, lichtav of a litno, let them do it. There's no tikkun oila problem. There's no issue. Why is there no issue? Because they're legitimate shluchim. He was mevatel two of them. So what? Eidus Shabbat l'miktsasa loy batel kula. Shlichus Shabbat l'miktsasa loy batel kula. So there's no chashash. There's no tikkun olam issue over here. Shimon Gamliel saw that. However, if Shimon Gamliel holds Eidus Shabbat l'miktsasa batel kula, and if that's the case, Shlichus Shabbat l'miktsasa is also batel kula. V'anoch lo yadi. Now, being that you were only mevatel two of them, but the other eight don't know about it, so what's going to happen with the other chever that don't know? V'azli v'kasvi v'yavi. They're going to go. They're going to write to get. They're going to give to get. V'shareishes shlalmo. And they're going to be matu neishes shlalmo, which was the whole siba for Rabbi Gamliel Azakin's takana. But the point is that being that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa Batlo Kula, so if you're mevatel one shliach, shloi b'fnei the other shliach, it's the equivalent of a regular bitul aget, shloi b'fnei the only shliach. And that's not okay. That is Rabbi Gamliel Azakin's takana. That is the topic of the daf. And it's for that reason this is not going to be okay either. In other words, the yusoid of the machlokes is if someone is mevatel two of the shluchim, shloi b'fnei the other eight shluchim, that's pasha the case. Is that like being mevatel the shlicha shloi b'fnei ha-shliach or not? According to Rabbi, it's not. Because the other shluchim's shlichus was never batal. So you were never mevatel their shlichus, shloi b'fnei ha-shliach. The only shlichus that was batal is the ones that you were mevatel, and that was b'fnei ha-shliach. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that shlichus shabat l'miksas about the kula. So if you're mevatel the shlichus, shloi b'fnei the eight, it comes that you were mevatel the shlichus, shloi b'fnei ha-shliach. If that's the case, you have Rabbi Gamliel Azakin Stakana, that's why it's going to be a problem. This is the first mahalach the Gemara gives to explain this mahalach. It's Biba Yisem, maybe you explain it differently. Could be everybody holds, Sai Rebbe, and even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Eidah Shabbat Maksasa Loi Bat Lekula, which means that Shlichus Shabbat Maksasa is also Loi Bat Lekula. Now, if that's the case, we understand Rebbe, what's Pshad and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What are you worried about? You worry that the other Shulchim are going to go give the get? They could give the get. Their shlichus was never bottles. This is not Rabbi Gamliel Lazakin's territory. What's the issue? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The reason he has an issue here is if somebody makes a shlich in front of 10 people, the only way he can undo that shlichus is if he does it in front of 10 people as well. And it's for that reason he held that if you're going to be mevatel too, shaloi b'fnei the eighth, it's going to be a problem. It's not because of a chashash of Rabbi Gamliel Azakin. There's no tikkun olam problem over here. Because mitzvah tikkun olam, it shouldn't have been an issue. It's more of a fundamental issue. You can't be mevatel the shlichus in this way. It's not al chashash. It's al dinei bittul. You can't be mevatel Shaloi b'fnei asara, if the actual shlichus was done b'fnei asara. Rashi Grada speaks this out very clearly. The nafgamina between the two mahalchim in understanding Rav Shimon Gamliel, is this related to a chshash of mamzerim? It's related to the takon of Rav Gamliel azokin. It has nothing to do with chshash mamzerim. It's pashut, a din that you have to know. You should know, have the idea, that if someone makes a shlichus in front of 10 people, the only way to be mevatel the shlichus is if you do it in front of 10 people as well. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer that we spoke at yesterday, that says that you would think that bitul ha-shlichus is a davar pashut, asi dibur, mevatel dibur, but he said, ha-pesha, asar, hu ha-pesha iter, but he says, really, if you think about it, it's not so pashut, because if someone with his pen made a shliach, so a shliach is a chalois, that's a real thing. Make a tasty with your pen, you can undo it. If somebody makes something truma with his pen, so can I just say, you know what, I changed my mind? If somebody makes a neder, if someone makes something hektish, can you just change it? Of course not. So why should shlichus be different? And the Chassam Sofer says, really, it's a chiddush that you could be mevatel shlichus. And we mentioned that he brings rayas. This is one of them. This idea that if someone makes a shlich in front of 10 people, you need to be mevatel in front of 10 people as well. Why? If there's an idea of asu diba mevatel diba mechatesa, that should be the case. Either way, ayin sham. Zok digamar. Iboilo. Kulchem mahu. What would be the halacha if somebody would go over to 10 people and he would say kisvu get le'ishti, but he added one word. He said kulchem kisvu get le'ishti. Would you have the machloikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel there as well, or not? I mean, the case where Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel argued was where a man told 10 people, kisvu get le'ishti, he didn't say the word kolchem. What would be if he says the word kolchem? So first of all, what's the halacha? If somebody says kolchem, so the halacha is that all 10 people now need to be involved. Echad koisef, v'kulam koisef. Right? Every single person now needs to be involved. Somebody tells 10 people, kisvu get le'ishti, so amongst this chevra, get it done. If someone says kolchem, it's not amongst this chevra get it done. Every single person needs to play a key role in getting it done. And the Gemara wants to know if Reb Shimon Gamliel's halach of any yachal levatel zech loy b'fnei zeh would apply even in the case of kolchem. Now, what are the tzadim of the shayla? So the Gemara is wordy. The Gemara speaks it out. Time the Reb Shimon Gamliel is pshan Reb Shimon Gamliel mishum dekasava edush about the miksas about lekula. It's the first time that the Gemara gave. It's because he holds Eidish about the Mitzvah, about the Kula. And if you're going to be Mevatel Zeh Shaloi B'fnei Zeh, it's tantamount to be Mevatel Shaloi B'fnei Ashliach. Honey, in this case, Kibbet Amal Lehu Kulchem Le'matzi Kasavi Yavi. In this case, being that he said, Kulchem, you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, if Pshan Rav Shimon Gamliel was the first time that the Gemara gave, it's all else, the chashash of Tikkun Olam. Over here, you don't have to worry about Tikkun Olam. Because what was the Tikkun Olam? Somebody made 10 Shluchim. He was Mevatel, two of them, and he never did it in front of the other eight. Eidish about the Mitzvah, about the Kula. As a result, the other eight are not shluchim, but they don't know they're not shluchim. There's a problem with Tikkun Olam. They're going to do their shlichus, and they're going to be completely in the dark. Nish vissendig, that really, they're not shluchim anymore. Why are they not shluchim? Because there was a bitul shlichus of miktsasan, and as a result, batla kulan. In the case of kolchem, that's not a chash. Because the only way they could do their shlichus is if the other chevra are with them. They all have to sign. Right, we saw this earlier in the Masechta. They all have to sign the Vasachas. So everyone's going to have to be engaged. Everyone's going to have to be involved. And being that they all have to be there, so what's the problem? They're going to give it. They're going to say, one second, we can't sign. There's two people that are missing. They're going to call up these guys. Where are you? He says, oh, you don't know. The husband was Mevatel. Oh, Eidah Shabbat, the Miksas about the Kula, Shlichus about the Miksas about the Kula. So there's nothing to worry about. So in the event that the reason is for Shlichus Shabbat, the Miksas about the Kula, then in the case of Kulchim, there's no Chash. Or maybe maybe Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Iba Yosem. It's the second Pshat that the Gemara gave. And that is that the reason you have to do it in front of all 10 is because we that the Shlichus happened in front of all 10, so therefore the Bittul HaShlichus also happened in front of all 10. Well, if that's the case, we'll have to look Kolchem Nami. So what difference does it make if you say Kolchem or not Kolchem? And as long as you do it to Takkan of Rav Gamliel HaZokah. This is related to Din, that you need the 10 people there when you're Mevatel in order to make this happen. Well, if that's the case, then it would be true for Kolchem as well. So essentially, the Iba of the Gemara is which one of the two reasons that we gave to explain Rav Shimon Gamliel is the real reason? If the real reason is the takon of Rav Gamliel Azokin, it's as if you were mevatel shalei b'fnei ashliach, well then by kolchem it wouldn't be a problem. If the real reason is that if you did it in front of 10, you need to be eiker in front of 10, so it doesn't matter if you said kolchem or not kolchem. That's something that's always going to be true. So Gemar Tashma, I think I could bring you a raya from a toisefta. Amar l'shnayim, somebody goes over to two people and he says, "Tnu get le'ishti, give this get to my wife." Yochel levatel zeh shalei b'fnei zeh devei Rebbe. Rebbe says, if you want to be mevatel one shalei b'fnei the other, you could. Shimon Gamliel, let me any yochel levatel el zeh b'fnei zeh. No. Has to be done in front of both of them. So this is the machloikis Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, albeit in a A different case. Not, you went over to 10 people, you went over to 2 people. So the Gemara says like this. I think the fact that this braisa said in front of 2 people is very revealing. It's insight into understanding what's really going on in this machloik is Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why? Because v'hashnayin dechi kulchem dami. 2 is the equivalent of kulchem. Meaning, telling 2 people without using the word kulchem is the equivalent thereof to telling 10 people and saying the word kulchem. Why? What's the chashivus of telling 10 people kulchem? They all have to be edim. If you tell 2 people, they both have to be edim because ein davar shebe'er pachas mishnayim. So they're anyways going to have to both be edim. So in that case, l'chur, it's the equivalent of kulchem. Upligin, still you see Rav Shimon Gamliel said is aloch. Now if you're going to tell me that the side of Rav Shimon Gamliel is out the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, and we're afraid that one's going to do it without the other. In this case, there's no chash. One's going to do it without the other. They need each other. They're the edim chasima. They're a team. They come together, right? So in this case, why do you have Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha? Oh, must be the story of Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha was never about the chashash Rabbi Gamliel Azalkin. Why not? Because really, shlichu shabbat ha-meksas aloi bat l'kula. The reason he said his halacha and the yisoid of what his halacha is that if you do it in front of 2, you need 2 to be mevatel. If you do it in front of 10, you need 10 to be mevatel. And Rav Ashi heard this rai and he said like this, ibe edik siva hachinami. If the edim we were handling here were edik siva, also known as edik hasima, so then I would agree with you. It would be a good rahya. But who said the braisa was talking about edik hasima? Maybe we're talking about Edei Halacha, also known as, well, not Edei Halacha, but Shluche Lahalacha, right? Maybe that's what really is going on here. Now, if that's the case, then it doesn't necessarily have to be 2. Meaning, when this man said Tnuget Lishti, he was telling them to do what? To be Edei Chasima? It actually doesn't even sound like it. It sounds like he was telling them to give the get. So what he was telling, he told 2 people, be a shliach leilacha. You don't need 2 people to be a shliach leilacha. All you need is 1 person to be a shliach leilacha. And if that's the case, it's not muchach that they're going to be together. And if one is going to get the bitl shaloi b'fnei zeh, there could be a chashash of Eid Shabbat l'miksas of Shlicha Shabbat l'miksas of l'kula, and as a result, there's no raya what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. And the Gemara says, "Hachi nami mistabra." I'll actually prove to you, says the Gemara. I think it's mistaber that this brisa of Amar l'shnayim Tuget l'ishti, he didn't mean write it and sign it. What he meant was give it. Why? The Ketani safe because this brisa has a sefer. Amar l'zebifnei atzmoi, l'zebifnei atzmoi. Let's say he went initially, and he didn't tell 2 people Tuget l'ishti. But he went up to Reuven and he said, Ten get l'ishti. And then he went over to Shimon and he said, Ten get l'ishti. So we're not talking about the bittel. We're talking about the original minoy. He did them zesh shloi b'fnei zeh. So then the halacha is, even Rav Shimon Gamliel's moida. Yoch levato zesh shloi b'fnei zeh. Then if you want to be mevato one shloi b'fnei zeh, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says like this. If we're talking about edei ho'locha, meaning we're talking about making them shluchim lo'locha shaper, then I understand. What do I understand? How you can do one shloi b'fnei the other? Eli yamr b'edei k'siva. But if these 2 chevra are supposed to be edei chasima, mi mitzarfi? Could you appoint 2 edei chasima zeh shloi b'fnei zeh? Ha'amamar, we learned, ein edusa mitzarefes ad shiru shneim ke'echad. That the halacha is that edim can't say edus unless they see at the same time. Now, that halacha is talking about 2 people know that Reuven owes Shimon money. One person saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon on Monday, and the other person saw it happen on Tuesday. The shaila is, could they be mitzdarif to say Eidos or not? They both have the same idea, but they're coming from 2 different angles. One on one day, and the other on another day. It's machloikis. Machloikis, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and the Chachamim. Chachamim say, Ein Eidos mitzdarifes ad shiur shneim ke'echa. They have to have seen the same oath that would have had to have happened at the same time. Whereas, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha's chaylik, and he holds it doesn't have to be that way. The Gemara holds that according to the Chachamim, that Ein Eidos mitzdarifes, Eidos is not an Eidos ad shiur shneim ke'echa, if that's true, then it should come out that if a man would go over to someone and say, do me a favor, be an Eid Chasima on this get. And then go over to another man, different time, and he would say, be an Eid Chasima on this get, it wouldn't work. And the reason is because Eid Chasima are signing that the man wants to divorce his wife. And how do they know he wants to divorce his wife? Because they told him, because the husband told the Eid. If the husband told the 2 Eid at 2 different times, said they're not being made on the same thing. They're being made on the same inyan. Yeah, Reuven owes Shimon $100. This man was mitzavah to be megarish ishtoi, but if the tzivuim happened at different times, it would be a problem. So the Gemara says, Amar de Gazach, that if you see it from this braisa, it would have been shayach to do the minoy. We're not talking about a man telling an aid sign. What we're talking about is a man telling someone, be a shliach. Because as it relates to being minoy shlichos, that you don't need that it should be zeh bifnei zeh. It's hilchas edus that requires that. So if these chevra edich simo, so then l'chayra, how do you even understand the sefer? The teretz is they weren't edich simo. What they really were was shluchei l'halacha. If they're shluchei l'halacha, then there's no halacha that you need two. One would be enough. So shnayim is not the equivalent of ten kolchem, and therefore you have no pshitos to the sibay. But the Gemara is like the Gemara says, "Dumek rabshuv ben karchas v'yolai." Maybe this brisa really is talking about edei chasima. As a result, you do have a raya. What's the kasha if we're talking about edei chasima? So what's pshat in the sefer? That whole case is then on arrival. Because don't the Eidech Simon need to hear a Pevasa Achas? True according to Chachamim, it's not true according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Maybe this price is going according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Zok Gemara. So we had two machloikas in between Rabbi and Rabbi Shua ben Gamliel. Let's chazit them over quickly. The first one was, in the event that the husband was mevatel b'shlichos, shloi b'fnei ha-shlich, shloi b'fnei ha-baal, he violated takon of Rabbi Gamliel la-zokin. Is it a bittel or is it not a bittel? Rabbi said yes, Rabbi Shua ben Gamliel said no. The imkein ma koyach bezdin yoch. The second machlokes was if somebody went over to 10 people and he said kisvu get leishti, and now he's mevatel two of them. So he knocked out two of the shluchim. What happens to everybody else? Or could he do it shaloi b'fnei everybody? Or could he not do it shaloi b'fnei everybody? According to Rebbe, he can be mevatel two. That's okay. Don't worry about everything else. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Einu yochel levatel ela zeh b'fnei zeh. The only time it's going to work is if it's going to be zeh b'fnei zeh. So as a postscript to these two machloikas, and Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said, Shnat minei de Rab Abba tarti. I heard from Rab Abba two things. I heard him opine on the two machloikas in between Rabbi and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And as it relates to these two machloikasin, right, what's unique about these two machloikasin? It's the same sugya, bitl again. Chodek Rebbe, with regards to one of them, he paskin like Rebbe, v'chodek Rashbag. And regarding the other one, he paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'lo yodana haike Rebbe v'haike Rav Shimon Gamliel. But I'm not sure which one of these two he was machir like Rebbe, and which one of these two is machir like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef heard, he said, nechsi anan, let's see if we can do it ourselves. Let's see if we can figure it out. Said Rabbi Yosef, here's my thought. The Chiyos Rav Dimi Omar, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said over the following. Ma'i said there was a story of Asa Rebbe, Kedivrei Chachamim, that Rebbe followed the Chachamim. So we need help from Rashi here. What's going on? There's a machloikis in Perek Amon and Nizoynis, in Masechtes Ksubis, between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. What happens if Bezdin confiscates somebody's property, let's say, or Bezdin is selling off a piece of property and they made a mistake and they botched up on the price? So we know this hilchas hainah, shtos, more or less. But what happens if it's shuma dayanim? The dayanim were the ones that made the shuma, and they made a mistake. So it's a shay. Chachamim say that what's the difference if this is done by Bezdin, or if it's done by anybody else? The halach is follow the Shulchan Aruch, michrum batel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, can't be. Why? Okay. Makoyach Bezdin Yof, just like he said it in today's daf. And because Makoyach Bezdin Yof, it's not going to be that way. So Rav Dimi said over a Maisa Shoya Kachoya that Rebbe went Kedivrei Chachamim. He followed the Chachamim. And he said, Michram Batal. I'm a fan of Raprata Benoisha Rabbalaza Ben Prata. Ben Benoisha Raprata Agadol, classic. He said, Im Kain, if that's the case, Makoyach Bezdin Yof. He says, really, Rebbe, you all like the Chachamim? And when Rebbe heard what Rav Prata said, the Chaza Rebbe was Chayzeh, but also Rav Shimon Gamliel. And he went like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So said Rav Yosef, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. If Rebbe was Chayzeh, and he ended up going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because he was compelled by the argument, him came Makoyach Bezdin Yafa, it sounds to me like he would have been Chayzeh from his halacha over here in the Sugya B'Tel Aget. Because the whole Yisrael of Shittas Rav Shimon Gamliel of Inu Yachal of Atal is predicated on Makoyach Bezdin Yafa. Now, the truth is, there was another big jump that the Gemara took, and that is called the Makadosh Adaita, the Rabbanu Makadosh Vafkinu Rabbanu L'Kedusha Mineh. But the Gemara feels that is not the problem. The Shaila is, do you say Makoyach Bezdin Yafa? And if you see that Rebbe was Chayzer and he holds Makoyach Bezdin Yafa in that Maisa Shayi Kachay with Rav Dimi, I think he would be Chayzer here as well. Now, if that's the case, even Rebbe holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding the first machloikis. So if Rebbe holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that means Rav Abba certainly holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Umidahag Rav Shimon Gamliel. And if Rav Abba holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding the first machloikis, hachki Rebbe, then for sure it's regarding the second machloikis that he paskin like Rebbe. So the first machloikis is Rav Shimon Gamliel, because even Rebbe was chayzer. The second machloikis is where he paskin like Rebbe. So the Gemara of Afrab Yoshia de Menusha. So v'chadek Rebbe, v'chadek Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Yoshia de Menusha, he also held by one of these machloikis and he paskin like Rebbe. The other he paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Rechana said, Chamisha Sabi Avinu Kamid Rabbi Yosef de Menusha. We were once five older people in the presence of Rabbi Yosef de Menusha. Asa hu gavra kamei, a person came. Va'ashkele gita al karche. And this man didn't want to divorce his wife. And Rabbi Yosef de Menusha, he went and he forced this man to be megarish as ishtai. Now, he told the five Sabi that were there, this is the story, he said, Kisfu tenuget, meaning I want you, chever, to be the ones to do it. Now, the bezdin can't do it. The husband has to do it. But this is what we know as kaifin oisachi and roitzani. And as long as he says roitzani, that's going to be okay. Now, after that happened, Amar Luhu, he told them, zilu atmuru. He told these Sabi, he says, go hide. The kisfula and write it. But first hide. Now, why did he want them to hide? Because he was afraid that after the husband said kisfu, he said roitzani, he could always be mevatel the shlichos. So to prevent the bittul, so he said, go ahead and hide. So says the Gemara, that if you're going to tell me, the Rabbi Yosheh de Min Usha held like Rabbi, kimit miri mahavi, who cares that he's hiding? At the end of the day, if you're worried about a chevraman, this person can still be mevatel. How's he going to be mevatel? He's just going to do it shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach. The purpose of hiding is that it's not b'fnei ha-shliach, right? But you're not accomplishing anything. He'll do it shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach. I, Rabbi Gamliel, azokin stakana, this man doesn't sound like he cares too much. They mamish had to be koifin oizachi in the right, sonny. So he'll violate the kana of Rabbi Gamliel azokin. So what's it going to help by hiding? Must be Rav Shimon Gamliel that even b'di'evet, because of makayich bez and yofa, you can't be mevatel at shloi b'fnei ashliach, and that's what was going to be accomplished by getting him to hide. But the Gemara goes vayte. But if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yosheh de Menusha held like the second Rav Shimon Gamliel, what was the second Rav Shimon Gamliel? That if you want to be mevatel one shliach, you can't do it unless you're in the presence of all of them, the Lama Luit Mure. Then why do you have to tell them to hide? Right? Hide sounds like that mamish hiding under Chvesnish. Why do they have to be hiding? Levadru Ivduri. All you had to do was spread them out. Just say, don't be in the same room at the same time. That's all you had to tell them to do. And if you do that, you just disarm the man, because now he has nowhere to be mevatel the shlichos. Elo shmamina must be. That as it relates to that shaila, he held like Rebbe, that you could do it zesholei b'fnei zeh. So from this one story, from the fact that he told him to hide, you see, hiding would help, faisaisi help, like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the first machlokes. And from the fact that he didn't tell them scatter, faisaisi holds like Rebbe in the second machlokes. You see, from here, Shema Aminah, Chadik Rebbe, Vachadu Rav Shimon Gamliel. One last gemara. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, Rav said the name Rav Nachman, Halacha Kerebi Vishneim. The halacha is like Rebbe in both of these machlokes. And faith the Gemara. If that's true, what emerges is the Rav Nachman doesn't hold the Makoyach Bezen Yafa. Because we said the first machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is really a Shas machlokes. Do you hold the Makoyach Bezen Yafa? Do you not hold Makoyach Bezen Yafa? Does Rav Nachman not hold Makoyach Bezen Yafa? The less lay the Rav Nachman, Makoyach Bezen Yafa, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman himself said the name of Shmuel. You saw him, Shabbat, Lachli, Benich, Seyavim. You saw him, Rashi says, Kitanim, that Yarshin, their father's estate, but their children. So they didn't know how to divide the estate. So Bezim Amidin Lahem Apotropis. Bezim would apply, appoint an Apotropis. And the Apotropis, each one of these Yisoyim have their own attorney. And like this, they work out for them. They represent them to make sure that they're going to end up getting a good chelik. Says Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Higdilu Yichaylum Limchais. When they get older, these children, they could be meicha. They could say that this attorney, I'm sorry, didn't do a good job, and I'm meicha, I'm not happy with the deal I got. So this Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. But Rav Nachman didayam, Rav Nachman alein said, higdilu ein yuchay lulim chais. No, it's not true. The imkein, because if they could be meicha, makoyich bezdin yafa. No, Bezdin appointed the apotropis. Yeah, if you hire a lawyer, then, you know, sue your lawyer. But over here, Bezdin was the one that appointed them. Oh, Bezdin appointed them. Makoyach Bezdin Yafa. What do you see from here? Rav Nachman holds a Makoyach Bezdin Yafa. So how could Rav Nachman passing like Rebbe? Regarding the first Makoyach, is Rebbe Rashmag. What happened to Makoyach Bezdin Yafa? And for the Gemara, it's not a stira. Hasa Mamayna. Hacha Yisura, like we mentioned earlier briefly. And that is, it could be as it relates to Dinei Mominus over there, Makayich Bezden Yaf. Why? Because there's a sugya of Hefker Bezden Hefker. So there you would have Makayich Bezden Yaf. You want to shtel to Makayich Bezden Yaf at Yoni Yishuz, called him a Kaddish, that's a whole different Indian. And as a result, over there, Rav Nachman Paskin, like Rebbe, over here you don't say Makayich Bezden Yaf exhale. So as it relates to Rei, on today's daf, turning back to Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, there's a very, very important Tosfos. It's a Shas Tosfos. And I think that it's Kedai and Geshmak to bring out this Tosfos in the context of a story, the context of a tshuva, an Evan Ezer, dig his story, and this is a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos HaMarsham. It's a classic. It's Chelek Aleph. It's Simen Tes. So Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There was a Shaila that came to the doorstep of the Marsham, the Brijana Rav, about a woman that lived in Odessa who had been married. She had no children. Her husband went to Medina Sayam, and he wasn't heard from for 12 years. And she was an Isha Galmuda. She was an Aguna. She's waiting for her husband for 12 years. After 12 years, her husband's brother arrives, and he says, I want you to know your husband died. And I'm your husband's brother. You're free to get married. In the event that you get chalitza, I'm willing to give you chalitza. So they went to the local bezdin. The halacha is eidechad is believed when it comes to eidos isha. And even though this man had not himself seen his brother die, it was eid mipi eid, which is also okay when it comes to eidos isha. And they paskin that this woman is free to get married. She gets married. She has a child with her second husband. And then lo and behold, several years later, Vayuvai, original husband, shows up. They went back to Bezdin, and Bezdin said, it's Mufurish Mishnah. And then Neidechad came and said, Meis Bailik, the husband shows up, what's Talacha? Teitse Mizeh Mizeh, and she followed through. The original husband gave her a get, this husband gave her a get, and she went back now to being an Amman, or a Grusha. The problem was that she had a child. And that same Mishnah says that if she has a child, because she got married in the interim, the child is going to be a mamzer. So the Shoyl told the Brijana Rav that this woman is not taking the fact that her child is a mamzer very, very well. Number one, if he's a mamzer, he's never going to be able to get married and have a family. Because a mamzer can only marry a mamzeris. It's not so easy to find a mamzeris. And what the family is thinking is, what she's holding by doing is just making him fry like this. At the very least, he'll be able to have a functional life. Said, not just that, the woman herself is suicidal just because of everything that she's gone through. And really, I think that if the Rav can come up with an Eitzah and Paskin somehow that this child is not a mamzer, this will save her life, it's going to save the ruchnius of this child, and it's a question, mamash of pekuach nefashis, ilamdeinu rabbeinu, maybe there's an Eitzah. Now, it's yodua that the Brijana Rav, obviously was a guy in Oilam, but he also had a tremendous koyach that terah. There's mices. Allegedly, there's a story with Rav Shulam Belzer of why the Marsham had such a koyach that teira. But the bottom line is the Marsham was a tremendous, tremendous koyach when it came to finding Eitzes, specifically Lahatzel, Yisrael. And this question was delivered to him. Is there anything you could come up with? Maybe we could find out with a way to say that maybe the child is not a mamzer. So the Brijana Rav wrote a nifla de getrufa. And the first thing that he said was that I want you to know, had the first husband not given a get to his wife, when he showed up, the original husband, I would have had an Eitzah. I would have had a great Eitzah. And he said, the Eitzah would have been based on a Toisvis, the Perkash Eileach, and the Sechtes Gittin, the Aflamid Gimel Amar Alv, on the daf that we just learned right now. So where's this Eitzah in the daf that we learned? The Gemara said, there was Machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. What happens if a man was Shalech get l'ishta? And then he was Mevatel the Shlichos, Shalei b'fnei HaShlech, Shalei b'fnei HaBal. Barish Shaina, that would have been okay, as long as it was done b'fnei Best. However, Hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel Lazakim, Neitikun Oilam, that really should not be okay. And there was Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, what would be in the event that he goes and he's Mevatel it, Shalei b'fnei Hashliach b'shalei b'fnei abal. B'di'evet, is it okay or is it not okay? Rebbe said, bitloy mevotol. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, bitloy ene mevotol. That if you're mevatol, it's not going to be bad. Faith the Gemara Kasha, bitloy ene mevotol. How could you say that? L'chayr, it doesn't make sense. To the extent that he was mevatol, I mean, the Raisa really has an ability to be mevatol. So it comes out, the get is really not a get. If the get is not a get, so really this woman is an Eishas Ish. So if really this woman is an Eishas Ish, so how would it help to say bitloyene mevotol? What does that even mean? That means that this woman is really not an Eishes Ish. We're going to allow to go get married. So Yomar says you're right, but call the mekadesh adaita the rabbanu mekadesh vafkin rabbanu lekedushim. In other words, it's not the pshat that the rabbanu are not saying that this get, which is not a get, is a get. What they're saying is the original kedushin was not a kedushin, and this is something that the rabbanu have an ability to do. Says Tosfos, In Toymar, if this is the case, Hiksha Rab Shmuel, I have an Eitzah for every single Mamzer to become Tar. Or I have a way for a man to be Mechape Al Basach Oysoy. What happens if there was an Eishesish, and this Eishesish was Mezana Tachas Baila, and this Eishesish had a child? The child is a Mamzer. I have an Eitzah for every Mamzer to become Tar. You know what the Eitzah is? Let the husband go, and let the husband make a Shliach Loi Lacha to divorce his wife. And then, Shaloi Bifnei HaShliach, Bifnei Bezdin, he's going to go, he's going to be Mevatel the Shlichus. What's the halacha? Bitlo yena mevotel. What do you mean, bitlo yena mevotel? Call the mekadesh adai to the rabbanu mekadesh, vafkin rabbanu lekedushin today. And if that's the case, it's going to come out that she was never married. If she was never married, the child is not a mamzer. So Tosfos says, I think in this gemara, talked away is an incredible loophole to get out of situations. Right, we had the sugya on Daf Yud Zayin. Mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. Rabbi Yochanan said, shem yechap al basach oisoy. Right, we're afraid a man's married to his niece, and she's going to be mezana tachas baila, and he's going to have rachmanis on her, and that's why Chazal and Mesakin get zman begitin. Says Toysis, Vim Toymar, I have a way for a man to be Mechap, Abbasach Oysoy. You don't have to play games with Zman Begitin, it's Pashit. He'll be Shalech Kele Ishta, he'll be Mevatel, it's Shalei Bifnei Ashlech, Shalei Bifnei Ha'isha, Bifnei Bezdin, Da'alach is Bitloy Eina Mevotel, it works with Kol Demekat, not she's a Grusha Mikadol Abba, she was never married, so she wasn't an Eishish, that was Mezan, he has an Eitz, Mechap, Abbasach Oysoy. It's an incredible cash, as I think Toysis. And if you go through Toysis, it's a little bit of an Arichos, Toysis says two Terutzim. The first Terut says, yeah, it's true. Enochinami. We never told anybody. And if you didn't learn this place, you would have never known. But 100% it works. And oh, by the way, the Gemara said, Shem Yechap Abbasach Oysoy, and that's because the guy's playing shtick. Shtick doesn't work. Right? Sometimes if you know how to do it glatt, you can do it glatt. Enochinami. You don't have to not put his man. Do it this way. It works. To not put his man. You're lying. You're a shakran. This is not sheker. This taka works. It's a bona fide, legitimate loophole. But Tosfos says another teretz. Tosfos says that it could be that although this works, but at the same time it only works if we don't think that you were conniving in some way. Like you were using it as a weapon. If we know that you're doing this as a trick, you found a loophole in the system. You found a way to get out of a marriage. Think about it. It's mamish, it's a way to mamish blow up a marriage. It's so easy. It's like mamish an easy zach. Shalech Gelish, they be mevatel shloi b'fnei ashlech. What? Like, what shaykhis? Okay, you have to learn Berakat Shalech. Just learn today's daf. The math is 1 + 1 = 2. But if we know, says Tosfos in the second teretz, that was your kavano, loy mafkina kedusha minei, tel takana asu chachame v'loy l'takala. We did this for takana purposes, not takala purposes. Shemitoich kach, because if you're going to have this as an aetzo, you, b'nei Yisrael, putzis ba'arayas. Aval, in barer lanu, shaloi neschaven l'kach, but if we know for sure that you don't have any intentions, yeah, it works, no worries. Al Kopanim said the Brishana Rav that had the first husband not given his wife a get, I would have said, I am Tosfos getting daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. And I would have used this, maybe. But says the Brishana Rav that the problem is, I can't. Because he gave a get already. And because he gave a get already, so it's for that reason, this is not something that's going to be okay. So then the Marsham went to work. And the Marsham said that maybe we have to do this in a two-prong attack. Maybe what we need to do is, it's Mamash Goynes. He says that maybe we need to unwind the first get. And if we unwind the first get, then we can pull out this Tosfos from our pocket. And then we can do what Tosfos says you potentially are able to do. Meaning, why can't you do this? Because he divorced his wife already. So let's see if there's an Eitzah maybe to undo the original get. And if we could undo the original get, so now we'll be Shalech Ket Lishti, you'll be Mevatel, the Shlicha, Shalei B'fnei HaShlich, and like this, you'll be able to pull it off. The question is there an Eitzah? How would you possibly do this? So he has a few different suggestions, a few different chaps of what he was trying to do. I'll mention two of them. The first was, said the Brishana Rav, that maybe the Eitzah would be, as we had a Gemara, on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, where, by the way, you want to chazer everything we learned for the first 4 weeks of Masechtas Gittin, just go through that truly. Imamish, he varves, he's mefalful in the whole Masechtas Gittin. Since we had a Gemara on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, Amrav Chizdo, Yochilmdo lemifsalinu lekuli gita da'alma. I have a way to passel up every single get in the world. Amalei Rava, Rava said, my time? Why? Ilemi mishum dechsev v'kosa. Maybe it's because the Torah says that who has the right to get? The husband has the right to get. Yet Chazal made a takana. It's a special takana, that the woman should always be the one that's going to pay for the get. So being that she is the one that pays for it, yet he's the one that has to write it, so it comes out, every single get is not for kasa. But Rava said, if that's what you mean, Rav Chisda, I don't think that's fair, because v'dilma knuye aknule rabbana. Although she pays for it, but maybe aknuye aknule rabbana. What does that mean? Rashi says, it means aknuye aknule rabbana na hu zuza medida. That zuz that she's going to use to pay for this chaspa ba'alma, maybe Chazal took it, and we're makne it to him, the have a command of Yov, it's as if he paid for it. Now, how does Bezen have a right to do that? The Hefke Bezen Hefke Zok Rashi. I mean that there's a Hefke Bezen Hefke, therefore they have a right to do that. That was the Gemara on Daf Chaf. So the Gemara says that's not a reason you could pass again. Because although she pays for it and the Torah says V'kasav, but Al's Hefke Bezen Hefke, this is not going to be okay. If you remember, we learned the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amidbeis. The Gemara over there brought an Ibaya that Rami Bar Chama asked. Rami Bar Chama had an Ibaya, Hayim Muchzakim B'Tavla Sheishallah. What would be if this woman owned the Tavla? Everyone knew this Tavla, this is the woman's Tavla. Forget Kosovo. Well, and then all of a sudden, one day, she pulls out a get, and the get's written on her Tavla. What's the halacha? Meaning, this woman always owned the Tavla. And now all of a sudden, the husband wrote a get on the Tavla and he gave it to her. Is she Migureshes or is she not Migureshes? What was the Shiloh? Mi amrinon aknuye aknisale? Do we assume that this woman knew to be Makna, the Tavla to the husband, or do we assume? Nah. Meaning, we need that this Tavla, whatever the chaspa that the get is written on, should belong to the husband. We know for sure this was hers. He wrote a get on it. Okay, she was machnet him. Do we assume that she knew how to be machnet him, or do we not assume that she knew how to be machnet? Now, the Rishonim on Mefarish, what's the Shiloh? A woman doesn't know how to make kinyanim. Since when do women not know how to make kinyanim? So the Rishonim explained, Rashi, Tosfos, that this is a little bit unique. The reason this is a little bit unique is because over here she's giving it, knowing she's getting it right back. So it could be in her mind, she doesn't have das to be machnet, she has das to loan it. And as a result, there was never a proper kinyan. So the Gemara says, Rav and Rav Ashi were mafalful very much in the Shiloh. And at the end, Elam and Rav Ashi said, I can be poshut to you from this Shiloh, from the following Aloha. Isha Koyseva says, Gita. That you see, a woman can write the get. Oh, if the woman can write the get, how does she end up getting it back? There it says she's marking it. Oh, so you see that she can be. Freitoisus, what's Pashup Shah in this Gemara? We just said a minute ago, on Amid Aleph, the Gemara said the woman always pays for it. The man has to pay for it. The teretz is hefker bezen hefker. So no, if hefker bezen hefker works when the woman pays for it, why should hefker bezen hefker not work if the woman is giving the tafla or if the woman is the one that wrote the get? Every get has this fundamental issue that the man has to own it and she's paid for it. The teretz is arbit mit hefker bezen hefker. So no, if it works with hefker bezen hefker, so why would you think hefker bezen hefker shouldn't work here? And Tosfos says a very sosum de gezach, says Tosfos that there's no Hefker, Bezden, Hefker, when it comes to the actual Tafla. That's what Taisa says. That when it comes to money, Hefker, Bezden, Hefker. But the Tafla, there's no Hefker, Bezden, Hefker. And it's a Pella. And the Emes is, you know who says it's a Pella? The Rajba. The Rajba, of an art, is very bothered with Taisa. He says, I don't understand Pasha Pshan and Taisa. And because of this, says the Rajba, I think that Pshan and the Gemara on Amid Aleph, when the Gemara said that you can't pass all the get from the fact that she pays for it, because Vidilma Aknuye Akne? The Gemara didn't mean what Rashi said, Hefke Bezen Hefke. That was Rashi's Pirush. That's what Tosfos says on Chaf Amid Beis. Says the Rashi, but the Gemara meant Pashit. The Gemara meant that she has das to be maknet. That's all it means. All it means is that she has das to be maknet. Itaka doesn't mean Hefke Bezen Hefke, and that's why the Gemara didn't say Hefke Bezen Hefke here. And that's why Rami Bar Chama had a Shiloh, because when she's giving the money, she's not getting the money back. So it's partial that she just has to have das to be makna. But I give you the tavla, you give it back, that's doima l'shela, it looks like a loan. So therefore, that's precisely why the Gemara had the Shiloh. As long as you state in Rashba. So said the Marsham, that it comes out like the Rashba, how does every get work? Every single, I mean, Rav Chisda said, Yochilna l'mifsulin l'kuli gita d'alma. The only reason you can't passel every get the alma is, I mean, what was the Rava thought that maybe the reason is because it says v'kasav and she pays for it. What's the teretz? Not hefker bezden hefker like the Rashba. The teretz is she has das to be maknet. But if she didn't have das to be maknet, or if when she had das to be maknet, there's an umder of the muchach that this das was a tos, because had she known was tutzach in the welt right now, she would have never had das to be maknet. It could be that whole hakna is nishkain hakna. So said the Marsham, Loiter Rashba, and he stelt to a Toysis and Tamura. This is a pilpul, but this is Mamish, the Cliff Notes version of it, of one paragraph. Said the Marsham, that Loiter Rashba, there's Mokim to say, that being that when she agreed to give the money for this get, she was literally setting herself up to have a child, a mamzer. And had she been in the presence of the Brijana Rav, he would have said, don't do it, because I have an answer for you. And it was Davka that Akna, so that Akna was done betos. And being that it was done betos, so the Akna is not kind of Akna. So said the Marsham, here's maybe my answer. The answer would be, we're going to say that, like the Rajba, the Akna was never Akna, which means the get was never a get. Now, the Halacha states to me, no problem, we're going to do it. But here's the trick. We're going to do it al yidei shliach. 2 seconds later, b'fnei beis, b'fnei gimel, he's going to be a mevatel like this. The child is not going to be a mamzer. But the Marsham said, I can't do this. You know why? He says, because if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings kamat, all the Rishonim held not like this Rash, but everyone learned the sugi al tefke bezen hefke. And if everyone learned as hefke bezen hefke, it's not going to it her das. And if it's not going to it her das, I don't know if I can make it work. The Ma'aseh Rasham tried making it work even in hefke bezen hefke. He says, because why would bezden be mafker it? Like why hefke bezen hefke? Stam in the Veltana and hefke bezen hefke, there's always a reason why you would say hefke bezen hefke. So he says, the reason they probably would have said hefke bezen hefke is for her benefit. And we know, the Gemara says it's in Ksuvas and a bunch of places, that if a person says, Efshi betakonis chachamim, so a person has a right to do that. So it could be even al tefke bezen hefke, she could say, Efshi betakonis chachamim. Says the problem is, I'm saying it after the fact. So after the fact to say, Efshi betakonis chachamim, I don't know if you can make that work. Lemaisa, he mutched very, very stark. And he felt that it wasn't something he was able to do. He said, there was one eitzah. He says, find out, when this original husband gave the get, he did it willingly or he did it b'kfiyah? Was he forced into it or was he not forced into it? So a lot of gerushins are done b'kfiyah. And he wanted to know, was this done b'kfiyah or was this not done b'kfiyah? Why would it matter if it was done b'kfiyah? So it's really based on Gemara at the end of the Masechta, on Daf Peches on the days. So we know the halach is get me'usa b'Yisrael kasha. Right? That's a chiddush, but that's the halacha. Get mosa. Get mosa means a get where the husband gave it force. He did it at gunpoint. So the halacha is, it's a kasher again. What we know is, kaif enoisa at shiyoy meroitzani. Says the Gemara, Abaye ashkechil Rabbi Yosef, Abaye met Rabbi Yosef, the Yosef come asa giti, who was forcing a man to give a get. Amale, so Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, v'hanan had yoytis hanan. Where had yoytis? Meaning, we don't have smicha. Bubble, they didn't have smicha. Now, it's Yisrael, the Dayanam had smicha. Bubble, they didn't have smicha. V'tanya, we learned that a braisa, hoy, Rab Tarfin Oimer. Rab Tarfin said, etc., etc., that you need to be a mumcha, you need to be a samuch in order to be able to do a get mosa. But ahead, you can't do a get mosa. Amale, so Rav Yosef famously told Abaya, anan shlichusayu ka'avdinon. It's true, we don't have smicha, but the Dayanam and Bubble, they're acting as agents. They're acting as shluchim. They're acting as shluchim of Dayanam and Yisrael. More in this Gemara, in order to be ma'asa, someone to give a get, you have to have smicha. Even in Bavel, it only worked because anan shlichusayu the ko'avdinon, and we're working als shluchim. The nesivos in Siman Alf, the first nesivos and sefer nesivos, discusses if that's the case. Bizman hazeh, how's this something we're allowed to do? Bizman hazeh, there's no shlichus anymore. There's no smucha, not in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the case, so how could anyone do a get mosa? And he discusses it regarding get mosa. He discusses it regarding any halach, dine knosses, anything that requires smicha. How could you do smicha bizman hazeh? So he brings that to Rishonim as the kasha. The Rashba in Yevam Estaf Memvav, and the Rashba in Gittin Daf Peches, and the Ramban in Gittin Daf Peches. You know what the Rishonim say? You know what the Rishonim say? If there's a man that doesn't want to divorce his wife, and Bezdin is mamish forcing him, it works. Ah, you need shlichus, and you don't even have shlichus at smuchin. Zogin the Rishonim kishachav leivacha. It works because called the mekadosh adaita the rabbanu mekadosh vafki inu rabbanu lekedusha mineh. So the Marsham said, find out when this man gave the get. Did he give the get willingly, or did he have to be forced into giving the get? He said, if he gave the get willingly, then I don't have an eitzah. After all, he tries 10 different mahalchim. Couldn't work. But he said, if he was forced into giving the get, so then get me'usa gufa. works, we didn't call them a kaddish, died to Rabbanim a kaddish, and for that I have often a rishonim, and for that I have the nesivus and siman aleph, and that I would be soimuchan, no problem to be matzal this isha, and to be matzal the shah. It's something I would do. So he said, do me a favor, find out about that. If you can be mevarah that, that's going to be okay. But otherwise, I have no etzah. But really, the punchline of this truth from the Masham, versus negeil in your neinu, is the fact that the Masham held that based on a toisus tucked away in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, he had an etzah to undo a marriage. And it's a simple-ish etzah. Because all the man needs to do is appoint a shliach lahilacha, and then be mevatel the shlichus bifnei beis bifnei gimel. And if you do that, it automatically triggers a sugya in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph of kol demekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh. And you're going to say, what? That's enough in the Tosfos. Tosfos says it works. Now, Tosfos is mesupik if you're allowed to go lechatchila and do it. But the Rasham said that, first of all, Tosfos had it said that you could do lechatchila, even if it's a knunya, even if it's something that really is coming from a bad place. Doesn't matter. And even Tosfos' other side was, Tosfos doesn't want you using it for malicious purposes. But to be matzal and akuna, to be matzal and manzer, to do it for a real bona fide reason, for sure, both Tirutzim and Tosfos would hold you can do this. And the Rasham held that this is something that lechari you can do. But if you go through the Tshuva in the Marsham, there's one word the Marsham uses. He says, like this, listen to this lashon, V'loy ekchad, I'm not going to lie to you. Ki im hoya kvay teirase misya yitzimi, terem sha'asu ma'isa gerishin, shal bala rishin. Had you come to me with this shayla, before the first husband gave the get, ha'yisi mamsi eitzo vitushia, I would have came up with an eitzo vitushia, lahalacha, the loyla ma'isa. I'll be divrei toises getting daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. And I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in a letter. He mutched a little bit. Why the Rasham added that last toisafa la halacha v'loyla ma'isa? And he has a whole arichas. He has eight different suggestions. Why maybe the Rasham said v'loyla ma'isa? Because the emes is, it sounds like the Rasham. It's not klar 100%, but from those words, it sounds like the Rasham. Even v'achrei kachloi zakol, he still wasn't going to be soimachan. It's enough in a Tosfos. That's enough in a Tosfos. Why would he have not been soimach on it? So we'll leave with Akasha. Why the Rasham? He said such a beautiful tshuva. So l'chayra, why would it have been l'halacha of a v'loy l'maisa?